With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 5 at 5 with Molly and Hall, where we debate the top 5 sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Molly Hall. 5 at 5 with Molly and Hall starts now.
Where did it all go wrong for the White Sox in their Manny Machado pursuit?
I just think they forgot the golden rule, which is that you don't get to lay out the terms. The player tells you what he wants, and you either match it or you don't. And they obviously had another meeting with him where they knew there was they wanted their best offer, which indicated they had something going. Maybe they didn't realize it was $300 million. Maybe they were gobsmacked by it, but... You know, and a lot of people are saying that Manny doesn't exert himself. Well, neither do the White Sox, okay? I think, have you ever been to the World Series of Poker? Because if you go to, casino is it? What's it called, Dustin? A place downtown, is it Binion's? They have $1 million under a glass right. case, and you can take a photo with it and see the $1 million. Maybe the White Sox ought to get the $250 million that they had offered for Manny and just put it under lock guard at the cell. Maybe they'll get some people to come out and look at that.
Yeah, that would not be lost money night.
No, you just come out, you get lost to take a picture with the money, you get to look at it. Yeah. That might draw some people. I don't know. Can you go out and see money if you can't spend it?
The question that's going to nag the White Sox for years, and I think it's going to be, if you're willing to structure a contract to go as high as $320 million with incentives, why would you not just guarantee the $300 million like the Padres did? Or why would you not guarantee the $320 million like the Padres did? And that would have been enough. That would have been the deciding factor. You're always going to wonder what if, and you're always going to wonder about the one that got away. So I think that you're right. The thing that where it went wrong for the White Sox in their pursuit was they didn't dictate the terms that were, you know, they weren't willing to be the highest bidder. They weren't willing to kind of risk... They didn't finish the job, and they're always going to feel a sense of, you know, it's going to be incomplete because they weren't able to do this. And you look at the way that they structured the contract, they can explain it, they can spin it, and they can say that average annual salary was higher than what he was offered with San Diego. But it came down to a guarantee, and they weren't willing to finish the job.
They got too cute. Instead of meeting the players' demands, let's bring in the brother-in-law. Let's bring in the best friend. Did you see this story? They work out together. It'll be great. We heard all along that Machado was going to the highest bidder. And what happened in the end? Machado went to the highest bidder. It isn't that complicated. In no way are you a better organization than the San Diego Padres, even though a lot of Sox fans over the last day have said, oh, and you lose to San Diego too. That really hurts. What makes you better than San Diego? Are you consistently winning organization? Yes, Chicago's a great city. San Diego's a great city, too. They have prospects, too. They've been working on their farm system for years. They're ranked one of the better ones out there. So I mean, they just got too cute. You go this far, and then you say, oh, no, now we got to stop. We're worried about paying guys that haven't taken a plate appearance at their major league level after holding back multiple players. Got too cute.
I didn't like anything that I heard from Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn yesterday, but that one from Kenny, we have to worry about guys that we're going to pay in the future. Who?
Yeah.
Who are you going to pay?
Right.
You already paid Tim Anderson. Eloy hasn't taken it at bat. Yoan Moncada certainly is already on pretty decent money, you know, for a guy that hasn't done a thing.
He's up in 5 years, though, Kevin, so save
that
money.
Yeah, he's up in 5 years. They have nothing on the books. They have no money committed.
Right. And just wait for Mike Trout, Kevin.
Yeah, we'll wait for Mike Trout. Oh. And that's
Arenado.
Yeah. Well, offer Mike Trout $349 million, but no more. when he wants $350.
And let's make it a team-friendly deal, and let's, you know, help us out. Help us help you. Help us.
Yeah.
When Jerry's dead.
You know, it's...
Doesn't the team control the at-bats?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
so why, how's he supposed to... Is a 35-year-old, how's he supposed to get...
Right.
565
at-bats. What makes you think the White Sox aren't an organization that would try to juke the at-bats and the incentives and try to, you know, try to screw this man out of his money?
It's just not something a 26-year-old wants to think about.
No. Just, and then people on Twitter are like, oh, he only wanted the money. Of course he did.
Hello.
What was he supposed to come here for a discount because Yonder Alonso and John Jay are on the team?
Get the booties.
This is unbelievable.
The 305ers.
Where did it all go wrong for the White Sox? When did Jerry Reinsdorf buy the team? When did Rick Hahn become the general manager? Huh. When did Kenny Williams sit down with Manny Machado and try to hustle him and try to finesse the free agent that you want to come in and build your team around, one of the best players in baseball, future Hall of Famer? It all went wrong from the start, and the spin that they tried to put on it yesterday was embarrassing and humiliating, and this franchise is an absolute joke.
Maybe that is where it all went wrong. Maybe it was the idea that you even targeted.
Boy, I'll tell you what, this one I wish I could cuss.
Good old Hawk turning Smirnoff into you-know-what. Listen, I bet there were some other people in the Sox organization that were turning Smirnoff or something else into you-know-what, too, last night in Scottsdale, Arizona. Maybe you shouldn't have been pursuing Manny Machado. Maybe he was the wrong guy from the start. Maybe you identified the wrong guy. Here's the thing. If this guy
who
is
else
a,
would you pursue? I mean,
well, maybe
if you're not giving Manny $300, what are you giving Harper?
Maybe Bryce Harper.
Well, they could offer him $225 with a promise.
He's not signing for less.
That's what I'm saying. If how could, and everyone's like, well, whatever.
Well, let me finish.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm just.
I get it. In all honesty, believe it or not, I have friends. That might be the first breaking news that I have friends. But I do feel bad for the folks over at 35th and Shields and the people. This stinks. I would be... you think Mully was upset in that first segment? I mean, thank goodness this wasn't a Cubs thing or a Bears thing, because I'd be out of my freaking mind. The first report I heard was that it was $250 million that the Padres got him for. I was misinformed at first, and I thought, oh, wow. They really messed up. But here's, if this guy's a generational player, that's what we hear. This is a generational type player. Why aren't the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Cubs, the Dodgers, where he was just in L.A.
Cubs
with the
money.
Dodgers? Well, thank you, Kevin. Stay out of Cubs business for a second. If don't poke the bear, because you want me to pile on. I'll tell you what, this one
I wish I could cuss.
So maybe he's just not all that. Because if he's a generational type player, then everybody else should have been in on this guy. Because they all have the money. You can pay the tax. Okay? You can pay the tax. You can pay. I think this is a bad guy. I think this guy's a coward. Mm. Why would he go to San... Guess what? Just in a month from now, nobody's going to remember that Manny Machado even exists. And you know the difference
false.
You talked about... $250 to $300 million. Good luck spending the $250, okay? Let alone the $300.
That's generational wealth. They'll be, his grandchildren will be spending that money.
They got to pay Lucas Giolito when his contract comes up in a couple of years. My God, they're being so frugal.
What would they have to pay him?
Maybe they went after the wrong guy. That's where it all went wrong.
It's a tough one, Bruce. It's a very fair question, and obviously a ripe one.
Rick Hahn said the money earmarked for Machado will be spent when and on whom. Should they pivot back to Harper, sign Dallas Keuchel, or wait until next year?
They can try Bryce Harper, but it's not going to work. Nothing that has that you've heard or seen reported would lead you to believe that Bryce Harper is going to turn and show some interest in the White Sox again. And nothing would lead you to believe the White Sox could close that deal. It's going to take at least $350 million to get Bryce Harper in whatever uniform he's going to wear next year, that I don't think the White Sox are capable of that. Dallas Keuchel, it makes sense, I guess, from a 31-year-old pitcher standpoint, but I don't think that you see Jerry Reinsdorf-owned teams giving long-term contracts to free agent pitchers, especially ones who are past their 30th birthday. I don't know that that makes a ton of sense given where they are. I don't know how they spend this money. I think that was all rationalization. I think that was all sort of part of the spin. I think they're probably going to look at the 2020 free agent market. But look, this is what the result of this offseason may be, is that the free agency may never again, be what it is right now. And we'll talk about this later, but the whole system being somewhat broken, yeah, you're going to have Manny and Bryce Harper getting the deals north of $300 million that everyone at the beginning of free agency wondered if they would get. So I don't know how broken the system really is, but I think what's going to change free agency so that those guys aren't going to be out there. So the money that the White Sox may want to spend on future free agents, they're not going to be any future free agents to spend it on. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal, as you said it, Mully, and I think that that's going to be one of these things where they may want to spend money and earmark it for guys down the road. They're not going to be any guys down the road to spend it on.
Yeah, listen, why not take your $250 million offer, turn it into 5 years, and offer it to Harper? What the hell? I mean, if you want to spend some money, spend some money. If you got $250 and you want to spend it, spend it. In 5 years, you'll have to pay people again, and then you can make another decision.
So go to Bryce Harper, say, here's 5 years, $50 million per year.
There you go.
You'll be a free agent again when you're 31.
What's wrong with that? Make it 40. I don't know. Try something like that. Just try something. If you don't have the money to give to someone and you got to protect yourself late, just give the guy the money. I don't know. I mean, they say that the money earmarked for Machado will be spent. I'm sure it will be.
Who's left?
I just don't know who's spending. I mean, players, or are they just going to spend it?
That would
make a hell of a weekend in Vegas.
That's a nice bender. Get everybody together.
Yeah, look, it's very difficult this morning to sit here and think that there's a plan B. I do not believe there's a plan B, which is all the more reason to feel horrible about what happened with
plan
A.
They spent all winter telling you there basically wasn't a plan B.
And guess what?
Everything was about this.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, speaking of Rickon's comments, when's the clock going to start on him? Is there ever going to be any pressure? I get people like him.
Look how long Garpacks have been in. Why would there ever be pressure on any executive on a Jerry Reinsdorf phone team?
Well, he's been in the organization almost 20 years.
And what has Rickon done?
Well, I'm asking. I'd love to know.
Traded away.
Somebody
Fernando
tell me.
Tatis signed Melky Cabrera and the
Chris
LaRoche.
Sale.
Traded Chris Sale for... who knows what? It's
you waited for this moment and you failed. And Sox fans, don't let him get away. Don't forget about the last couple of years. I know Mully's brought it up. Don't forget last year, second lowest payroll in all of baseball. The only team that spent less was Tampa Bay. 2017, bottom five payroll in all of baseball. I mean, I'm not telling people not to go, but I think about giving my money to them because what are they going to do with it? Okay, we promise we're going to spend. See, yeah, we did have the money. We proved to you guys we're going to spend the money. If you want to believe Bob Nightingale's reporting, which is up to you if you want to believe in that too, because I always question that because I was just waiting for the Nightingale details from Kenny. But they can say whatever they want. So I don't even know if I fully believe in that, what they had to say. But just because they're going to spend the money, is it going to be wise? Is it going to be the right decisions? And you guys mentioned the number of quality free agents that are going to be out there moving forward. I mean, look over the past few years. There's like one guy a year that's really an organizational changer. And that's what made this offseason so special. There were two guys, and they decided to chase one. Why? Why? Maybe Harper never even considers the White Sox. But Philly went after both. San Diego was talking to both players throughout. Have there been any connections between the White Sox and Bryce Harper? Not that I can recall. So I don't think they're going to use it this offseason. I think they're talking about moving forward as they just
stacked their pockets in Vegas for
a third straight year.
They met with him, and remember Jim Thome went out there?
But we haven't heard anything since.
No,
that was months ago.
When you say they met with him in Vegas, they bumped into him at a casino?
Right, yeah.
Doesn't it feel like
that? Hey, Bryce.
Hey, Bryce. Funny seeing you here.
They met him.
Oh, yeah. Your dog's very cute. What's its name? There are a list. I put together a small list of five very White Sox-y signings that I think. They're all over the hill. They're all 0.5 to 1.5 win players, just about. So I would imagine the White Sox will spend their money not on an all-star level guy like a Dallas Keuchel, like a Craig Kimbrell, not any high-ticket free agent, because clearly they don't want to spend money. They just want to sit at the table and act like they're involved and then spout off a bunch of BS and expect you to eat it the next day.
Be indignant.
I was so mad hearing Rickon yesterday. I mean, that was just embarrassing for him, for the organization. But I would wager that the White Sox will sign probably two of either Josh Harrison, Gio Gonzalez, bring him back for the third time, Adam Jones, Marwin Gonzalez, or Carlos Gonzalez. Don't those all sound like White Sox-y, over the hill, you know, good 5-6 years ago kind of guys, and they're going to try to spin that now as, oh, we're going to be a better team than we were last season, and this, that, and the third. This is so, so frustrating. And like I said, Rick Hahn, he's not a guy that I've called for his head before, and I'm not doing that now. I'm not saying fire him. I'm not saying take his job. I'm not saying, you know, get the pitchforks out or anything like that. But after a while, and this rebuild is still not over. Let's make that clear. It's not the end of the road, and they do still have a good farm system, but there's no solace in that right now. I understand that, but Rick Hahn has to do something really well outside of acquiring Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease, because right now that's kind of the only thing that he's done that's been worth a damn. And he needs to start being a little bit better. Not that it'll matter, because like I said, look who owns the team, look who's making decisions in terms of hiring and firing with both the Bulls and the White Sox. But as a fan base, it's just immensely frustrating. It's embarrassing.
If I were advising at this point, I would wait until next year. And that's because of what Kevin just mentioned. I think if you react this year, you may overreact. It might be not with your brains, but with your heart. Okay, you might overreact. And I like Rick Hahn. I think he's a decent guy. I don't know him, but talking to him off the air a little bit and dealing with him, he's been good to us as a show. But I wonder if this, and I think everybody agreed that the White Sox got cute in this proceedings, if that will cost him ultimately, if his cuteness trying to outsmart everybody and look what I did. And,
well,
and,
don't you think the cuteness was to outsmart the boss? I mean, isn't this a way, if you're only allowed to go to 250,
I think you want to show the boss, look what I can do. Look what I can do.
Well,
look what I did for you, Jerry.
I think
they couldn't stop talking about the level.
Yeah.
This is a big question, okay? You ready for that?
I'll let you know if it's big.
Should the White Sox feel embarrassed that they lost Manny Machado? Why or why not?
Yeah, I think they should feel embarrassed because they're a laughingstock, because they are being made fun of on all these national. I don't know if anyone bothered to watch the MLB Network or to listen to any of the national stuff that's going on. There seems to be this kind of amusement that the Sox missed out on the guy and were peeved about it. Like, no one is saying, wow, you know, he really made a mistake by not going to that organization. Everybody is saying that the White Sox overvalue their own players and their minor league system isn't as good as they think it is, and that even their draft picks have been kind of, you know, they look like they're going to be pretty good, but they haven't really reached it all. They have basically one international signing to talk about. They haven't been able to sign guys for a number of years now, and one of the guys they did sign, they've traded to San Diego for James Shields. I think they're being picked apart a little bit. And I think that their reaction and their upset over it, you know, people just dismiss them as, well, why would you want to go play for the second team in Chicago? I heard that as I was driving in. So I just think that it's difficult to sit here and think that there's this great understanding of how close they came and they had their rightful seat at the table and all of the things that they have talked about. You know, they didn't get it done. They were very public about it. They talked about it. They didn't shy away from it. They led people to believe it was going to happen. They believed it was going to happen, and then ultimately they didn't get it done. So, yeah, I'd be embarrassed.
So much of this answer is tied into a couple things that always come up when it comes to these type of big stories, and controlling the message and managing expectations. And I think when you talk about embarrassment, you're talking about how you view an organization and how you view the people that run it. And the Sox, in this case, deserve everything that is being said about them, because they created the expectations that they were going to get the guy. Right. They were very open and transparent about it. They talked about it at their fan convention. They talked about it all winter. And along the way, we were applauding. And we were saying, okay, this is great transparency. This is terrific. And then when they don't get the guy, we pounce and we criticize and we poke holes in their offer. And it's all very valid and understandable, because they created this sort of situation where the emotions are going to be raw. The emotions There was hope. There was real hope. And now we find out they didn't get the guy. They didn't finish the job. And it is, you know, embarrassing. And also how they got the news and how they handled the news once they got it. Again, controlling the message, managing perception. Kenny Williams was out there talking about how shocked he was that the Padres outbid the White Sox. You seem out of touch. You seem like you shouldn't be surprised. You shouldn't sound so kind of outsmarted. They sounded yesterday like they were a team that was surprised they were outsmarted. And they sounded like they were stunned that how dare the Padres do what we wanted to do, what we had built our fan base into thinking we were capable of doing. They weren't. They didn't. So, yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, they should be embarrassed. And they made it worse when they spoke, when Kenny and Rick both spoke after they answered the vital Dylan Cease question to start the Rickon press conference off. Once they started answering the questions about Machado, it just felt like it was getting worse. And at times they were patting themselves on the back. Like, seriously? And David, as you brought up, Kenny was shocked. I would think that Machado's people came back and said, hey,
yeah,
this is what they have. Last chance, buddy. We're going to make an agreement today. Can you do better? That's what usually happens in a negotiation. They made it seem like that never even happened. So were they even in this ballgame?
Well, Han said he went to bed on Monday night after making the final offer feeling a little uneasy, but that was his final offer from what we were led to believe. So Monday night was their last bite.
But do you think at that time that they knew what the Padres' offer was?
Doesn't sound like it, does it?
Yeah, it didn't sound like it.
Yeah.
And just the gap of $50 million guaranteed, and also the big one, the no-out clause. So the Sox should be embarrassed. And please stop saying that the White Sox gave the biggest contract offer in Chicago history. It's fake. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah, embarrassing is the perfect word for this. I mean, there's so many different tentacles here that are embarrassing, whether it's signing two really crappy players that just happen to be buddies with Manny Machado. Let's not get that twisted here. Yonder Alonso and John Jay suck. They put in loopholes in the contract to try to get one over on the player. Like, that's going to be an incentive. Like, oh, man, they're trying to finesse me. I'm going to sign here. That's really cool. And just the cheapness and the audacity to come out and say something like this yesterday.
There are certainly elements of this pursuit that, as an organization, I think we should be proud of.
Are you kidding me? Be proud of losing out on Manny Machado? And for all these people on the text line, say, oh, he's lazy, I didn't want him, and all your sour grapes, watch a baseball game every now and then, because you didn't even know who Manny Machado was a year and a half ago. You had no idea. He could have walked in here with his Orioles jersey on and you wouldn't have recognized him. So get the hell out of here with your 5-7 whatever area code and all this other BS, because this is absolutely ridiculous and this organization sucks.
Generational players, you recognize them from the get-go. Okay, so I'm done with that. I'm done with hearing that.
Maybe you should watch a baseball game every now and then,
really?
Too, Dustin. It might help out a little bit here in the workplace.
Okay, really? I mean, you want to get into tit-for-tat about who watches what? This, that, and the third? Listen, I don't know that they should feel embarrassed about how it went down. I don't know. I think a year from now, they might feel like, man, we dodged a bullet. Ooh, boy, we dodged a bullet, because I think that would have ended up being crippling for them in the future. I just don't like the guy. I think he's a coward. That's why he went to the West Coast, where nobody's going to watch him. And again, if he's that good, you forget about your kids telling you that they want you. You know, Kevin. So when he comes, when this guy comes to Wrigley Field, you're going to ask Mitch for a pair of free tickets, because he's such a great player.
I ask Mitch for free tickets to almost every game anyway, despite who's coming into town.
Yeah, he's going to bring a sign for Machado.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to look like that big of a moron. But, you know, people, oh, he's not a winner. Oh, he's not a winner. What has he ever won? Barry Bonds, Mike Trout, two of the greatest baseball players of all time, haven't won anything either. It's 25 guys on a roster.
Barry Bonds won? What are you talking about? He didn't win?
He didn't win a World Series.
He didn't?
No.
Did he play in one?
Okay. He came in second. The White Sox came in second, too. How's that feel?
I don't know. Not a fan.
I think it's way too early to answer that question.
Tom Ricketts and Addison Russell dominated the first few days of Cubs camp. the Machado news overshadowed the Sox reporting date. What is the next big story in Chicago baseball this month?
I'm not sure, but I think the Ricketts family owes every member of the Padres organization a steak dinner for changing the subject in Chicago very quickly. Nobody's talking about Tom
Free
Ricketts anymore.
Trades on Ameritrade.
Yeah, so the next big story is probably going to be whoever the White Sox kind of pivot to sign, if they do pivot to sign anybody. It could be somebody in Cubs camp being a surprise signing. I'd like to see them kind of steal some thunder and maybe go after a Craig Kimbrel. That would be, you know, relax some of the concerns about their closer situation. Unfortunately, I think probably the next big headline will be the White Sox's reaction to Bryce Harper signing with the Phillies, because he's the other guy that they wanted, and that was probably the next big story to break this week. Other than that, I think it's going to be a pretty methodical spring training process. It's pretty low. After losing out on Manny Machado, the fear and the reality now is that everything that happens in Arizona for the White Sox and Glendale is going to be with that as the backdrop. You know, Manny's not here. Who isn't here is going to overshadow who actually is. Because everything that we've said this morning and everybody, all the criticism you guys have leveled at Han and the organization is valid and deserving and understandable. Fact of the matter is they do have still a lot of very exciting young players, a lot of really good young prospects, but nobody's going to care, because all this is about this month is about they didn't get Manny.
Yeah, I think that the next big story in Chicago, they're going to pivot here and finish second on Bryce Harper. I think they'll come in with an offer that's just short enough to get them a headline, and they'll act peeved about
it. Oh,
we
were at the table, and yeah. We should be proud.
There is no next big story. This was the big story. There is no next big story for the White Sox anyway. This was the big story.
We've exhausted a lot of the.
There's no next big story.
The Cubs stories with.
This was the big story.
Opening day canceled.
Contract and you. But I wonder what's going on with Zobrist. Does anybody know? I know they just say personal matter. Is there a reason that he's not.
No, we're not really going to get much into that.
Okay.
I must say, Joe, believe it or not, that kind of scares me when I hear that. Like, it makes me really. Like, hope nothing's really wrong. For a guy like that who's kind of a gym rat type.
You have an Amarian Hossa flashback, you mean? Or just something?
Just something, and it just makes you worry.
Yeah, some people have been bringing up, are they trying to trade him to free up some money to spend in free agency? I don't know if I'm buying that. I think the number one story, I've been wondering about Zobrist, but the number one story is going to be Eloy's clock. And we're going to be talking about that for a good month, when he is going to be coming up.
No, I don't think it will be Eloy's clock. I think we're just going to go right back to talking about the Cubs every single day. We're going to revert back to normalcy. The White Sox will fade back into irrelevance.
Occasionally, they'll have a young player injure himself.
Sure, they'll have a young player get hurt, and they'll have dollar hot dog day on Wednesdays. And like a dumbass, I'll be out there supporting the team because I don't know any better. And that's just how I am, because apparently I'm a glutton for punishment and a masochist and an idiot. And I will continue to pour money into this organization, even though they don't deserve it. But that is me. I am stupid.
And I heard the proper...
Just ask the texters.
But the proper pronunciation is Aloy.
Aloy.
Aloy, even though it's...
He said he doesn't care.
E. Okay.
It's kind of like naggy, neggy.
How are we going to say it? Should we take a...
It's Aloy.
Are we going to have a Mully and Haw show way to pronounce it?
It's Aloy.
We'll do a Twitter poll.
Aloy? Okay. So I think Joe's right that that's probably the most... Going to be the most talked about thing in conjunction with the Cubs' start, right? And so I'm just going to go out on a limb, as usual. I'm going to say that the Cubs get off to an awful start this year. Like, I think they're still going to be okay at the end of the year, but I think they're going to get off to an awful start. And I think Joe Maddon won't be coaching the Cubs by May 1st.
This is such a cheery place.
By May 1st, Joe Maddon, he gone.
So Jeremy Culleton will step in.
May 1st, Joe Maddon no longer the manager of the Cubs.
Jim Essien.
Anthony Iaposi.
That's a very, very interesting question.
David Ross.
If you were a professional athlete, which Jerry Reinsdorf-owned team would you most not want to play for? The Bulls or the White Sox?
That's so terrible.
This might be the meanest-spirited question we've ever done in the 5 and 5. I mean, listen to this question. God. If you were a professional athlete,
which
Jerry Rice Turbo team would you most not want to play for, the Bulls or the White Sox? This is just cruel. If I were a professional athlete, it probably wouldn't be in basketball or baseball, to be brutally honest with you. But, I guess I'd rather play for the Sox. There's just more people and there's more teammates and stuff. And, I'd go with the White Sox. I would rather play for the White Sox than the Bulls.
No way. Reason. I want to play for the Bulls. If I'm picking between those two options,
I'd be more likely to play. I'm not.
You're playing
I don't
in front
have
of
your,
people.
I don't There's have your. Atmosphere. Dead-eye Hoosier schoolboy thing going.
I can hit a three-pointer. I'm from Indiana. I grew up there. I'm going to shoot the three. I'm going to bury. I'm going to extend the follow through. I'm going to exaggerate it. And I'm going to enjoy playing in front of a full house, no
Show
matter what
Cobra.
Our record
Show
is.
Is it true they called you the whiter Larry Bird in high school?
No, it doesn't. Easy there. No, I would definitely pick the Bulls.
Yeah, I'd be an NBA player. Sure. With their introduction over Thunderstruck, that's really what it comes down to for me in front of 5,000 people. Yeah, I'll go play for the Bulls.
I can't shake this chronic illness that I have in my devotion for the White Sox. Yeah. So I would say I have to pick them despite everything I've...
Southpaw over Benny?
I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't say that. But if maybe they should have sent Southpaw up there to woo Machado, and we could be having a different conversation this morning.
Nah, send Clark and no pants over there. Clark the Bear.
The mascots are horrible.
This is mean-spirited and very tough. I'm going to go with the Bulls for the simple reason that I have to spend less time being embarrassed to be part of either organization. It's fewer games. So that's why I'm choosing the Bulls over the White Sox to answer this question.
312-644-6767. Don't make me repeat all the questions. You know what they are. What are your thoughts on
I'm sure you have your own.
Happened? It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.